Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Nabs Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Naveed Ganglani. We're gonna have Nico back on the podcast today after a long time. I think it's our first episode since the UAAP season ended, so it's gonna be a good one. We're gonna talk about a few topics, particularly one UAAP team. But before we get to that, first a quick word from our sponsor, Fitspire.
Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience. Stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NABSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NABSEFFECT10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey.
Okay, Nico, welcome back to the podcast. How have you been, Pare? I mean, basically lately with Strong Group, right?
Oh, yeah. Basically lately with Strong Group kasi, diba, social media and all. Especially with NCAA Juniors happening right now. PVL is about to start as well. UAP Volleyball kasi sa amin yung UP Women's Volleyball, Letran Squires, and then... Yun, so far yun yung inaaral namin. Yun yung bibigyan namin. And yung sa PVL, yung former Jer Floor Defenders, now SGA, Team SGA.
Ay.
So, yeah, thinking of like, pupunta ba tayo dito, magkukoshoot ba tayo ng content for this team, ganyan-ganyan. So yeah, it's been fun. And I still follow some of the, not still, I follow the what's been happening in Pinoy Liga, especially the games have been happening there right now. Kasi syempre, like, at the end of the day, I'm still a UAP basketball fan. So naghahanap ako ng parang, is there any action here right now? It is after
right.
Yesterday, diba? Which perfectly we can segue talking about that particular team because they have been interesting this whole summer.
Exactly. Very interesting. To me, they're the ultimate UAP dark horse as we enter season 87. And the fact that they've been performing the way they have, it's just, there's been a lot of good positive signs. And if you're a fan of the team, of course, it's been a while since they've been in contention of the, you know, of a possible championship, right? Wait, but before we get there though, so yung Letran has a famous artist on their basketball team, yung Letran Squires.
Daniel Padilla, yeah. That kid is really good. Actually, daming magaling ngayon sa Letran Squires.
Yeah, I heard like three rotations of platoon substitutions in their win against JRU where they
crazy,
won by
man.
38
sobrang
points.
Wild, sobrang wild. I don't even know where to start. Si Jamante nga, who's actually one of the star players, didn't even... Ano yung sakto lang yung laro niya because hindi na siya binabad masyado because like, tambak naman. Sige, laro na iba.
Yeah.
But it's... there, I feel like we can go back to back. Maganda yung roster construction. Galing si Coach Allen Ricardo.
Yes, sir.
One of the more talented teams I've seen in a while, even without Andy Hemo.
Yeah, even without Andy. And by the way, we should congratulate Andy because it was announced Friday evening that Andy would be joining the NBA Basketball Without Borders Global Camp in Indiana for 2024 NBA
That's
All-Star
crazy.
Weekend.
All-star
Exactly.
weekend.
Big time. So I actually heard about it last weekend, and then the announcement was scheduled for a particular day, which it was Saturday morning. I think the NBA announced it via email, and big moves for Andy, of course. He ends up doing something similar to what AJ Edu did in 2018. I think Kai Sota did it in 2020. And then Joe Logo also did it when he went to New York in 2015. So,
Joe Logo, a
yeah.
name I haven't heard in a while.
I know, right? I know. So, great, great opportunity for Andy. Hopefully he flourishes. Hopefully he shines. I think he's actually going to head back to the US sometime after NBTC. Maybe or before, I'm not sure, but he's going to head back to the US, keep playing there. He is going to be part of Philam Nation's NBTC squad. NBTC, the main games taking place at the MOA Arena will be March 18 to 24. We should also get an idea by then of some of the Phil foreign recruits who will be possibly going to UAP or NCAA schools, like a Zane Mahmood, like a Jacob Baila, like an Alexander Pachuki, like a TJ Latu. So, ang dami, and you know, some unheralded recruits not yet announced without that much exposure yet will also be available to, you know, for college teams to scout and recruit. And there's just such an influx of talent now. I think fans here are going to have a treat. Coaches are going to have to make a lot of tough decisions and have discussions. Because if you look at a lot of the college teams, ang daming set na eh, di ba? Parang, okay, like you look at LaSalle, they're loaded. You look at UP, they're loaded. We're going to talk about USC in a little bit. They're semi-loaded. They could use a few more big men. So for schools like FEU, Adamson, maybe Ateneo, NU,
UE magaling sa PhilAMS mag-recruit
UE,
eh. Parang
UE,
PhilAM whisperer yan si Coach Jack eh.
PhilAMS, Phil Canadians, Phil Aussies, ang dami. So many talents on their way, and I think we're going to get quite a few announcements in terms of commitments.
Yung gusto ko rin sa NBTC, no? Before, it's just a showcase, right? Now, it's like, okay, after this game, I'm gonna announce. It's been like that. Actually, since last year lang, it's kind of new. But
yeah.
I feel like that's the start of the wave na. That's where you can, that's, oh, I'll announce it in NBTC, which is, in a way, marketing na rin for the league.
Yeah.
You can try to tell the kids, oh, just announce na during NBTC para people watch out. Diba?
Yeah, because last year we got the Sean Alter announcement during NBTC, diba? After the finals game. And then during the tournament, I think I'm not sure if they played in NBTC, I can't remember right now, but Seven Gagate, Josh Cornell, Luis Pablo made the announcement that they were going to UP. And I remember even during the tournament, that was when a lot of Ateneo fans, should we say, were led on. Because I think it was said in the broadcast that Sean Alter would be going to Ateneo. And then biglang UP eh. So, and the funny part is, just looking back at it now, you know, like a throwback, Ateneo was never really in the mix for Sean Alter. So when that came out, it was like, well, a lot of fans are going to be disappointed. But I'm excited to be part of NBTC this season. Not part of like the organization. I meant like covering it, being there. I was in Boracay actually last year for NBTC. I was at a friend's wedding. So literally, habang there were celebrations going on, I was on my phone trying to keep up with news, trying to find out what was happening. So I'm going to be in the games this year at MOA. I'm super excited. Are you going to be there? You planning to check it out?
Yeah. Pero maaga mga games, ha? Aga. 8. May mga 8 a.m. games.
Sobra, sobra.
Diba? I don't know if they change it this year, but I know sa dami ng games, they have to start early in the morning. Tapos
yeah.
Direct, parang whole day siya. Alam mo yung intramurals back in school na
yes,
the games have to start at like 8 because tuloy-tuloy-tuloy with all so much sections. Parang ganyan, that's how I look at NBTC eh.
Yeah, no, I get you. And look, there are going to be a lot of games, a lot of talents. I think the standout ones, the standout players, standout teams, particularly PhilAM Nation, they're going to be the teams that and the players that people are going to have a lot of their eyes on. I would really watch what Jacob Baila does because I think he's going to be a stud. We've discussed him before. But anyway, let's talk about UST. Now, Nico, I think it's safe to say, at least for, you know, in my opinion, at least, my humble opinion, I think right now, when I consider where the UST Growling Tigers stand in terms of where they are in the UAP hierarchy, where they are in terms of their adversaries, their contemporaries, you can make a case that they have as good a shot as any team not named UP or LaSalle to make the Final Four right now. Like, to me, it's like UP, it's LaSalle, not in that order necessarily. I think, okay, we'll do our tiers later, but I think LaSalle, UP in some orders there on the top. But then right below them, UST, they make a good case, because you look at the lineup, and this is why I would advise people to also watch the Pinoy Liga games, particularly when UST plays, because you can really see what the talent is capable of, what the team is capable of. Now, we know Nick Cabanero. We know that he's a stud. We know Christian Manaitai is on his way up as a legit college basketball reliable player, a reliable standout. And
yeah,
then you have Fortsky Padrigao coming in. Well, Fortsky needs no introduction with what he can do on a basketball court. Kyle Paranada, likewise, right? We know that these guys were studs. They haven't even been playing in Pinoy Liga recently. And I think Fortsky and Kyle only got back to the Philippines a week ago. He hasn't played yet. Fortsky sprained his ankle, so he hasn't played the last two games. And in those last two games, without those two main guys, FP and KP, well, UST beat LaSalle and then beat San Beda. Now, of course, LaSalle isn't the LaSalle that we see in the UAP. This is more of the Team B guys, the role players who didn't get a lot of playing time in the UAP season 86. And San Beda, of course, these are more of the guys coming in next year. And San Beda doesn't have an FSA, UST has two in Pinoy Liga. But just watching guys like Jeremy Robinson, Ashton Andrews, Ice Danting, Leland Estacio, moments even for guys like Escobedo and Suba, and how they're stepping up, how they're playing, how they're fitting in the system, how the coaches have them running the system. And then they're going to have an FSA. And I feel like UST with an FSA in season 86 would have actually been a little more competitive, would have had more wins than two. And Peter Osang is balling out of his mind right now. There's an FSA race for UST between Osang and Tongkara, I believe, for who can make it to season 87, unless UST suddenly recruits a new FSA, which right now doesn't look like it's in the works. And I think Osang is leading that race right now. He is galing, Nico. He's not as tall as most FSAs. He's about 6'6", 6'7", but he's fast, quick first step, athletic, can jump, can penetrate. There were moments in the Pinoy Liga game he was matched up against a smaller big man from San Beda, and you'd think that the smaller big man from San Beda would have the foot speed advantage, right? To contain him in the perimeter. Osang would blow by him in like one or two steps, get to the rim, finish. Yung free throw shooting niya, he shot, I believe he was maybe like 10 of 13 in the win against
That's
San
good,
Beda.
Though.
It's great for an FSA. And
oh,
not,
it's really good.
And not to mention, he was fouled with about, what, like I think 14, 15 seconds left. UST down two, he was fouled. And he calmly hit both free throws to send the game to overtime. It's interesting, eh? Because lefty siya, di ba, si Osang. So he doesn't
yeah.
actually take his free throws in the middle of the free throw line like almost all players do. He goes all the way to the right side of the free throw line and takes it because he's a lefty. And it works, eh? It's so good. He's a solid defender. I think there will be moments where against a taller FSA, he might get beaten on the boards. There are times where he allows offensive rebounds because he's not as tall nga as other FSAs. But then at the same time, he hustles. When he is playing with energy and attentiveness, he can clean up the boards real quick. And what's really good about him from a basketball perspective is because he's 6 foot six, 6 foot seven, somewhere there, he can bring up the ball and he's fast. He can get those rebounds and he can bust out kaagad. He can get the play started with his handling in transition, because he can handle the ball. And because he can do that, the wings, like you think Cabanero, Patrigao, and Paranada, and all the other guys, they can get started on the break kaagad. And that's where UST is very dangerous. Think something like what Bam Adebayo does for Miami, or Onyeka Okongwu does for Atlanta. Like a modern big man, almost like a smaller big man who can push in transition, push the pace. And yung Estacio, pare, magaling. Estacio is like a legit 6'2", 6'3", with point guard like ball handling, can attack, can hit jump shots. Isdan Ting, another lefty, playing really well in transition. Jeremy Robinson, bro, hit like 3 3-pointers. And
Oh, that was yesterday.
yeah, and he hit the dagger, actually, like double pump, like double clutch pump jumper baseline, hit the dagger in overtime. And you could see why LaSalle originally recruited him, the talent, the athleticism, the size, all of that. And Ashton Andrews, bro, the former UP Fighting Maroon, finishing in transition. He's about 6'4". He's got good handles when he has like a runway. He can finish in the paint. Solid, bro. Solid.
Si Ashton Andrews yesterday, parang, actually not just yesterday, napapansin ko in previous games, he's been so aggressive na, no? Like, I don't know, parang iba na yung the way he looks at the game. He's more aggressive. And he's more happy, generally happier na, oh, I'm given trust to play in these crucial moments. And I don't know, it's showing up in the court, something that I haven't seen when he was with UP. So, especially with Isdan Ting as well, galing Ateneo Team B yan. Iba yung laro nila ngayon eh. Talagang, I don't know, maybe a year from what I've or from where I've seen them. But I could definitely I could definitely back up on, you know, when you say a dark horse contender, yung UST when it comes to being in the Final Four because of all the pieces that they have right now.
Yeah. And look, I still think also I should mention hit 2 dagger 3-pointers in the win against LaSalle a week ago naman. They got players, speaking of UST, who fit what they want to do, which is essentially run, almost like a run and gun style. Eh? Like, get the rebound, push.
Pero
That's
dapat
where.
ganun kasi si Osa nga, di ba? Like, you know, their FSA is the type na, okay, takbo-takbo kasi he's not the type of FSA na, okay, let's slow it down. Like how Ange is, right? You have to wait for Ange, you have to wait for like, well, si Malik and medyo all around din
Oh,
si Malik though.
Malik would run.
Malik all around.
Rim runner.
Would run. Rim runner
Exactly.
nga.
Exactly. You know, I think people are going to be surprised. I feel like Osang has a case maybe to be the best FSA in season 87. No, I'm not sure if that's a hot take alert, but.
Medyo hot take alert yun, ha?
Okay, but who's the competition kasi right
Pwede.
now?
I mean,
You have Momoway. Yes, Momoway is talented.
Medyo Momoway stan ako eh. I'm a Momoway stan.
No, I get you. I get you. By the way, Momoway and Osang both come from Coach Brody, sa Phenom. So
yeah, shout out to Coach Brody.
We have to give them a shout out for their developmental program. Maganda yung ginagawa nila. If you look at some of the players they have, they're talented. So Momoway is good, but I don't think he's better than. I don't think you can say he's 1,000% better than Osang right now.
Hindi ka 1,000.
No. Maybe that's why I'm interested who from the two of them will play better. 80 season 87. Agunane, honestly, he's long, he's tall, he's athletic, but kita mo kailangan pa ng polishing eh, 'di ba?
Maybe pero defense niya is right up there. Defense is right up there, but the offense though medyo malayo from
yeah.
he can do on defense.
But in terms of like court awareness, positioning and upper body strength, he still needs a little more development because like right now, I wouldn't say 1,000% Agunan is better than Bright Noangko. If you've been watching Pinoy Liga, medyo.
Not 1,000%.
I
yeah.
mean, they're even. They're playing each other evenly. And then, okay, who else? Well, we don't know yet what to expect from. So FEU is going to have Mo Konate as their FSA. We don't really know what to expect of him yet. We saw him in Pinoy Liga in 2020.
Kamusta? Ay, 2023. Hindi ko siya maalala from. Oh, yeah, I remember. Pero not impactful na. Oh, moko natin.
Yeah, not like a game changer yet. Diba? And we don't know yet from, you know, like I said, Ateneo and then Adamson, NU, will Omar John still be with the Bulldogs? I think if he's coming back with the Bulldogs, then he would probably be the best FSA because he's been around for a while. He's got the experience, he's got the height and some mid-range shooting pa nga, but like I said, we don't know if Omar John is coming back for certain. So yeah, Osang is gonna surprise a lot of people. He hit a 3-pointer also late in the fourth quarter that win against
Gulat nga ako,
DLSU.
Tumitira pala. May shot pala. Tira pala to.
He has a mid-range shot, and considering how well he shoots from the free throw stripe, it's not surprising. And the fact that he's a good free throw shooter, bro, that's going to give him some pretty great stats next season. because we know FSAs get fouled a lot. We know college teams play aggressive pressure defense, and because they play so aggressively, so often they find themselves in penalty situation in the games, and Austin's going to get a lot of free throws, and I think he's going to be solid. But basically, my point in saying all of this team in Pinoy League of UST already looks so good. Tapos sasama po pa dyan si Fortsky. Fortsky, by the way, is as legit a point guard on a basketball court as it gets. Kyle Paranada is as legit a combo guard microwave option as it gets. And then you have guys in the wing like Cabanero and Manay Tai. And my Chase Lane pa napapasok. I mean, we haven't even talked about him yet. And he's quite talented himself. Now, if UST finds a way to close this recruitment of Zane Mahmood and get another legit big man, like a bruising big man who can bang in the paint, who can get rebounds, who can get easy scoring opportunities, putbacks, score in the post, then we need to maybe start talking about them in a different tier, a different level. For now, I have them somewhere in the third or fourth spot with Ateneo.
Yeah, tama naman. Like, as of now, with the pieces that they have right now, it seems like third, maybe not third, maybe for me fourth. Fourth talaga sila. Like, oh, that's without the new recruits yet na, that have not been finalized, or at least the ones they're targeting. And if those guys that you mentioned, like Sinamam, would go to USD, then that definitely raises their ceiling. Also, ngayon ko lang na-realize na wala na silang headache with the FSA, right? Like, considering
yeah,
Osang
yeah.
Looks like the model player to just, you know, just the trabaho lang. I'm just gonna do my work. And I think that's pretty underrated na you have a guy like that na who doesn't have off-court issues that happened, especially during the season. That happened during the season, di ba? Parang I think the injury was not communicated from the get-go. So parang nagka-problema na sila when he had a back injury during.
You mean
which kind of derailed their season.
Adame Faye.
Si Adama Faye. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Adama Faye. No, correct. And it was so funny nga because in the last game, di ba nanalo UST versus FEU sa Araneta? And Coach Pido was like making obvious shade at Adama Faye.
Meron.
Parang as in
sa
as
ano ba yun?
shade as it gets.
Sa media room yun, di ba? Yung
sa media
post-game.
Room. Yeah, yeah. And look, understandable because they could have lined up Osang na technically for season 86.
They could have nga.
They
they
could
could
have.
Have.
But they went with Faye. And look, the developmental process, I think with UST this season, we're going to see what's the benefit of redshirting or, you know, sitting out a year to improve your game because Osang's improved. I feel like Robinson is a better player now than he was when he was at DLSU. I think you can say the same for Andrews compared to when he was in UP.
Andrews, I could say, yeah.
Yeah.
Iba. Iba na yung...
Exactly. I think you're going to see an even better Fortsky Padregao this season. By the way, shout out to the Ateneo Blue Eagles with the ring ceremony.
Late din nila ako. Ano? Late din nila ako. 82? Season 82 team and
82
85. So,
and
wala
85.
Pa lang ring yun.
Yeah. You know, when I posted that on Facebook, obviously, madaming LaSalle fans nag-comment kaagad na, you know, whoa, wait. You guys are copying us. You guys, where have we seen this idea before? I understand where the frustration comes from, but my message to the LaSalle fans would be, guys, teams have been doing rings,
tagal na yun.
Giving rings for championships since, I don't know, like ages ago at this point. So
ages, yeah.
Ages. And okay, well, you know, that's the UAAP fandom, right? We don't really need to get so much into that. But the difference is LaSalle had a huge ceremony for it. Campus, right before the finals, invited the championship teams of all those years. There was food, there were drinks, there was food. VIPs were invited to the event. Jacob Cortez was there, interestingly enough. Eh, no? That was when people were like, oh,
you know, support niya lang si dad.
This is interesting. So you're just here to support dad, right? Oh, yeah, for
just
sure.
Supporting
bro.
dad. Mama pops.
But of course, Renren was there. Renren organized, you know, a lot of it with the help of Sir Terry Capistrano. And then Ateneo did something which was a little
it's
more
more
low
private.
key.
It's really private.
Yeah,
it's just them in the gym.
It was them at the gym. Players from their past championship teams visited. Nakisama din sa workouts for old time's sake. So, you know what? Each school, each team, each program has it their own way, does it their own way. And at the end of the day, the rings are there to recognize what the players contributed to helping attain those championships. So, for the players who received the rings, and by the way, whether you're a LaSalle fan or whether you're an Ateneo fan, the rings for both teams looked absolutely beautiful. Ang ganda ng design of the rings. So, I'm happy for the players getting the rings. Now, let's go back here to UST. Nico, this UST community is special when they're rooting for a championship contender. And we haven't seen it in a while. I feel like we haven't heard a passionate Go UST chant since 2019 when they made the finals. No? So if you think about it, it's been 5 years. And maybe they've chanted it in some random game since then that a lot of people probably didn't get to see because UST hasn't exactly been competitive. Since those Ayo days,
The good old days.
we're gonna see it in 2024. They have too good of a team, and they're gonna be very enticing. To me, there's always, every time you enter the UAAP season, there are the contenders. You think about maybe two or three contenders, right? And then you have that dark horse that maybe not everyone sees coming as a contender until you get to like the halfway point of the season and biglang mapapaisip ka, wait, 5-2 yung record ng team na to, 6-1 sila. So legit sila, they're in the Final Four hunt for a twice to beat. And last season we talked about it, that was NU for us, right? We both said, uy, we watched the Bulldogs in Pinoy Liga, we saw what they're
Diba?
capable of.
Lumabas.
Exactly. And lumabas, and they almost got a twice to beat seed again. And this season, I think that team is going to be UST. And I should also add, the idea to bring in Coach Juno Sauler, whew, underrated game-changing move. You know why? Because Juno Sauler has the experience of winning a championship with a program that has championship expectations. Let's not forget, he was thrown into the fire, I think, 2 weeks before UAAP season in 2013. He became the head coach of DLSU out of nowhere. And he was already an assistant for Gio Banilla before that. But nung pinasok siya, he changed some parts of the offense. He changed some parts of the defense. And because he made those adjustments early on, LaSalle struggled off the gates. And to those who want to hear more about that season, Coach Juno was in a podcast episode of mine a few months ago. So check that out. And then you saw in the second round when he made adjustments, they started winning. They rode that momentum to the championship. Coach Juno is a film viewing savant. He likes breaking down film. He likes breaking down plays. He will see what works. He will see what doesn't work. And I think that's going to be a great complement to Coach Pido Harencio's leadership style of motivating his guys through words. Now, sometimes the UST coaching staff.
Motive. I love that. Motivating this guy through words. I'm gonna use that from now on.
So
It's very PG-13. Okay.
sometimes the UST coaching staff can be very aggressive, so to say, with
Animated.
animated. So
Yeah.
yesterday, quick story lang, Tongkara was called for a foul and he was having a bad game. I think he might have been given a technical foul or a warning at a certain point. And pinasok si Osang to sub Tongkara out. And Tongkara was walking really slowly, obvious na galit, trying to look at the referees. And you know how coaches want players to jog back, right, in the bench pag sinasub out sila. I don't know why. I guess maybe because college athletes, but they're trying to get the discipline in their heads. So he walked, parang may slow walk siya. Alam mo, you know when players are disappointed to be subbed out and then they slow walk back to the bench. And one of the UST coaches was so mad, told him, sit your ass down, basically, right?
Okay.
Sit down, you're playing bad. But in fairness to UST, they inserted him in overtime in that game. They gave him the chance to redeem himself in the second half. The problem is they were up 6 when he entered the game in overtime. And when he checked back out, they were down, they were up 1 na lang. So he still has ways to go in terms of his development. But overall, this UST team, very encouraging. And like we said, dark horse.
Yeah, definitely a dark horse. And I can't wait, man. Like October pa, di ba? Like it's usual UAP basketball starts in October. And I'm sure there will still be a lot of tournaments that they're gonna join, aside from Phil Oil, which is already a certainty. Actually, not hindi nga eh. Actually, but Last year, they didn't join. But this year, considering na sumasali na sila sa Pinoy Liga, I think it's safe to say, or there's a bigger chance na, okay, they might show up in Philoil wherein there are more people watching, right? Kasi Philoil is like UAP slash... It's like, remember the PCCL na? Yung Collegiate Championship. It's basically like that. And a lot of people really tune into it. And I hope what they do in Philoil, they mix up the teams from NC and UAP. Para makita man na... Yeah. Kasi parang, ang ginawa nila last time, they had the UAP and NCAA bracket. And I'm like, bakit? This is the same usual things we see na eh.
Tapos isama nila yung mga teams from the provinces also.
Exactly.
Why not, right?
Sama nila ulit yung ano, St. Clair. Bring in St. Clair.
Yeah, University
bring
of Batangas. They've been
mix
playing
in
well.
Na.
Exactly.
Ang galing na Batangas, oh. Yung Dominican College, Pikemen. Ano yun? Saan sila?
Actually, I haven't covered a game of theirs yet. So I'm not sure. Pero I think they've been competitive.
They've been okay, di ba? They've been competitive. Yeah, they beat LaSalle.
My gosh.
I mean, it's Pinoy Liga, but they still beat LaSalle.
They did. And by the way, we should say UST 3-1 now in the Pinoy Liga tournament. And I think they have a chance to win the actual championship. We shall see how it turns out.
Is there another Pinoy Liga tournament now? Because usually they have two.
Yeah.
There's another bigger one.
There will be the Collegiate Cup again sometime, like maybe entering the midway point of this year, like last year. But now the Next Man Cup is happening and we're really seeing the early signs of how good some teams are. I like San Beda also, by the way. In fairness to San Beda, they didn't have Penny Estacio, who was out with an illness against UST, and I thought they could have really used Pare si Brian Sohonia. Ang galing yesterday.
Mamaw pa. Siyempre, mas mamaw na ngayon from
beast,
last year.
Bro, beast. Pull up three-pointers, no-look passes, passes in tight windows, attacks to the rim. Ang galing. Now, yung the Kalimag brothers didn't play great yesterday and I thought San Beda really needed them. But madaming talent. Colin Dimacolangan played well against UST. He had like 8 points in limited minutes. He's finally getting healthy again. Hamora of San Beda, someone to watch out for. Mina also. And then Bismarck Lina, though he is currently in rehab. They hope he'll be ready. And I'll tell you one name to watch out for, San Beda. A Phil foreigner. His name is Lawrence Hawkins. Lefty, undersized, big man, competes. I think a lot of San Beda fans will be happy with him. But UST...
Season 100 na ba siya? Like, ilalabas na ba siya agad for season 100? Or not sure yet. You're just saying some prospects to watch out for.
Depende if he develops in time. He's eligible. He's eligible season 100, but depends. And also, like, they got Payosing back. They still have a lot of talent in the team. Speaking of San Beda, Andrada is still there. And then they have all the guys coming in, the Kalimag brothers, like we said. And then si Estacio. And then Sahonia. I think Sahonia is going to be the best player of the team. I do.
Oh, for sure, man. I feel like he's the perfect NC player. He's going to lead the team in scoring. I feel like. And because last year ko pa nakita yun.
I think he's gonna have a game where he has a triple double. No lie.
Triple double? I feel like so. He's gonna have a game na 35 points.
Ooh.
So yung trip dub.
I think trip dub. I think kaya. Ang ganda din ng system ni Coach Yuri. Eh. I like what he runs because the corners are always filled with shooters, the floor is spread, pick and roll game, and Sahonia does such a good job finding that corner shooter. A lot to be excited
so,
about.
Sahonia's playmaking na rin pala, no? Nung last year, halos hindi ko pa masyado makita yan eh.
Yeah.
Pero
yeah,
ngayon,
yeah.
From what you've seen, nag-evolve na yung playmaking niya.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's even better now than it was last time around. And even if they lost Jacob Cortez, I still think San Beda, CSB, Letran kind of in the mix now. Perpetual. Maybe Perpetual Season 101 more than Season 100.
Yeah, kasi medyo, in a way, ang daming umalis eh. Core nila yun.
EAC, but I think San Beda CSB right now, you have to maybe...
EAC also will be field ko top 4 sa NC.
EAC also, yeah. Mapua still, I think babalik si Escamis. So, he's still
pero
someone...
Pero si Paolo Hernandez, wala na. Warren's not there anymore also, diba?
That's the thing.
Wala
that's the thing. So, unless players step up, they might, you know, have some challenges. But yeah. Okay. We're going to do UAAP tiers. But before we get to that, first a quick word from our sponsor, GetBlue.
Attention, Ateneo enthusiasts. The thrill of UAAP Season 86 second semester sports is here, and Loyola Heights is buzzing with excitement. Now is the perfect moment to become a crucial part of the Ateneo six-man, cheering the varsity team to victory. Don't just watch. Immerse yourself in the passion, the camaraderie, and the sheer amazement of the games. And what better way to manifest your unyielding support than by flaunting the latest gear from Get Blue? The brand new collection is a testament to the spirit of Ateneo, capturing the essence of victory and the pride that comes with being part of something extraordinary. Visit the link in our bio for an exclusive look at Get Blue's latest collection. Discover a range of high-quality apparel, from shirts to accessories, designed to elevate your game day experience. Show off your team colors and immerse yourself in the Blue Eagles' journey with pride. This season, it's not just about watching. It's about being seen as a true Blue Eagle supporter. Get Blue is your gateway to showcasing your loyalty, passion, and love for the game. Elevate your style and let the world know where your heart truly belongs. Get ready, get set, and get geared up with Get Blue.
All right, let's do UAAP tiers, pare. So basically, it's a simple process. We look at all eight UAAP teams, and then we divide them into tiers. So tier one, like let's say title contenders.
Okay.
Tier two, semi-title contenders. Basically, like a team like maybe like UST, dark horse with the potential to win a championship if things break right for them. Tier three, developing. So they're good, but we just don't see them making the final four. Or they have the chance to make the final four, but things would have to break right their way. One of the teams above them would probably have to mess up a little bit. And tier four, rebuilding teams. You want to go first?
Yeah. Tier 1, I have two teams. Pwede ba yan?
Pwede na, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah.
So tier 1, we'll have UP and LaSalle. For UP, it's because...
In that order, UP and then LaSalle.
But 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I would have the same also, yeah.
Yeah, 1A, 1B.
Wait, who's your 1A, who's your 1B?
I will have to give 1A to UP because of just the lineup that okay. They could possibly field. Diba? Like, that's for UP. Gani Stevens, super high on Gani. Not by a stake in any way. Francis is still coming back. JD and Felicilda, as of now, we're recording on Feb 11.
Yeah, so, I think... So far, that's... Yeah, they're back. Felicilda for sure. JD, yeah. 90%, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's Feb 11, man. But yeah, assuming JD, which I think he would stay, from what I know, Harold, Jerry... The same usual guys. So I'm Denzel Walker. I've seen him play really explosive. Si Denzel, also an underrated playmaker. They have the depth, man. Like, let's not forget that Mark Belmonte is also there. I'm really a huge fan of Mark. He's like a Jonathan Isaac of the Philippines because of his long length. Diba? I love Jonathan Isaac, even though na medyo yung views niya sa mundo is different. But as a player, I love Isaac and or Mark Belmonte in our Philippine context, no? You know, I feel like Mark Belmonte na ba? I feel like Mark Belmonte is a Gilas type of player as long as he...
Okay, I like
once
that.
Once he improves the three-point arsenal of his. Because we need more guys like that, eh. Yung mga size niya, yung wingspan niya, I don't know what the hell his wingspan is, but it looks longer than his usual height. I feel like it's like 6'9", 6'10". I think you should ask him. Try asking him what's his wingspan.
I'll tell you something also. I think Jacob Baila, right now, UP's in the lead.
Oh, yun. Oh, isa pa yun. Si Jacob Baila, that's like their Save Lucero light.
Like play, a young, right? Like a young Zave. Kasi when Zave arrived, he played, I think, 3 years of college ball in the States na. So
Save Light nga. Kasi medyo season na si Save.
Yes, Zave Light, but I think with a higher ceiling compared to Zave. Because I think Baila already has better handles.
Like, than when Zave graduated?
No.
I
think Baila coming out of high school has better handles than Zave did with UP na.
With 3 years of college experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Baila was like, Baile used to play a lot of point, had this growth spurt, and then started playing more wing, but he handles the ball a lot. A lot. Let's just say that. He handles the
Which is
ball
good,
a
which is
lot.
good.
Yeah, exactly. He was coached by the high school coach of DeMar DeRozan, so that's how he patterned his game after.
So midi, he's a mid-range guy.
He was more mid-range before, and then recently I've been seeing he's been having games with 6 3-pointers, 5 3-pointers, so
Yeah.
he's adding to the bag.
Sa pa yun, Jacob Bay. That kitama, all the more na nasasolidify yung 1A ko. And the X factor for me next year is I would say Mark Belmonte, man. I don't know why. Like, maano sa mga defenders na ganyan eh. As long as he doesn't make commit mistakes when it comes to to defensive rotations. Kasi, I mean, the skill set is there, right? Athletic.
Yeah.
So it's just the people like you just matching his physical prowess.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, yun ang kailangan eh.
And they still have Chico Briones, who as of now, they still have Chico Briones.
Ay, yes, guys, he's staying. Like, so Chico Briones, if he's staying, or, di ba, I mean, with all the uncertainty now, because we're recording this Feb 11, Chris Obila just left yesterday. So
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
reason why I have so many disclaimers, because you'll never know. Di ba? Yun lang, just disclaimers lang naman.
So you're one
They're in a
B's
one,
LaSalle.
one B's LaSalle. There's obviously the question mark of, no pun intended, Mark Nonoy and Evan Nelly, a pretty huge gap in the backcourt, right? It's Joshua, I mean, Joshua David, solid point guard. But to come close at what Evan provides, maybe parang hindi ganun yung, that's not who BJ David is, right? But he could just make that leap. You'll never know. There's still a lot of months.
It would be so interesting if Topex was like, fuck it, KQ at
Okay,
the
that can happen. Pero
Right? I
KQ has
mean,
to improve his ball handling. Like how, di ba? Like, I'm sure he can. KQ's a workhorse. Alam mo, this is the only time na a trainer would tell me they have to. I'm friends with Migs, right? Friends with Migs Aitona and Jello Vito. And they told me, I think KQ's the only player where a trainer has to tell a player, you have to calm the fuck down, bro. Like, you've been overworking
Exactly.
yourself. Saan ka
Exactly.
narinig ng ganun? Yung trainer yung sabi sa'yo na, pahinga ka muna, men. Di ba?
No.
Addict ka masyado eh.
Migs told me one time also, he's worked with so many pros, so many college, high school athletes throughout his time, and he can't think of the last time he had someone with a work ethic like KQ. Iba.
Yeah.
Pre-game lifts, post-game lifts, sometimes both in the same day. It's wild, bro.
Baliw si KQ man. Like may, di ba? You follow Kevin Kiambao on Instagram. Yung morning, almost guarantee at 8 or 9 a.m. meron siyang post-game lift. Yung pinopost niya lagi. And then you would check their schedule. The game's at 4. So this guy, that part na talaga ng routine niya na may pre-game lift before the actual game. Sometimes it's post-game lifts or post-game shoot-around. Sometimes with post-game lift, like sa strong group, meron siyang post-game lift with F. With the...
You know you're really good when you're no longer being compared to the college players in your time. When you're
Na-compare ko siya
being
sa PBA
com
Stars eh. I
when
had a
yeah
podcast.
when you're being compared already to former superstars, because to me I think the last player you could say, or rather probably put at par with KQ, would be Carl Tamayo from season 84.
It's
And
another podcast, no? Carl or KQ right now. I
Carl
think it's just
season
the...
8, kasi to me Carl season 84 was better than Carl season 85.
How so? Because of the weapons na pumasok ng
I think
85?
it's health. I think he was just healthier in season 84. Season
But he had
85.
the bummed ankle, no? 85? Ankle
Yeah.
ba? Basta alam ko meron siyang lower leg
He
injury
had an
na...
ankle injury
Ayun, ankle.
na
Yeah.
tapilok siya against NU in the Final Four. But at the same time, too, 84-85 was such a weird year. You had two UAP seasons same year. So 85, you know, the second UAP season that year, a lot of players were injured now because they played 84, and then a lot of them were coming back from the pandemic, wala masyadong training, then they had the off-season leagues and the retro season 85. So though, but back to KQ. I mean, I'd have to really think about this, like if I had to really compare who was better, 84 Carl or 86 KQ. But right now I'm leaning 86 KQ, because
Leaning, yeah, same.
Think about it, pare. 84 Carl had Malik and Xavier in the front line with him. and a really loaded UP team with CJ, with Richie, and all those guys kind of to draw the attention of the defense.
In a way, it kind of muted his shine, right? Because people can say, eh, mayroon naman ganyan eh.
That's
well,
true.
KQ was option and, number one.
And I don't want to discount KQ's teammates from 86 because that was a pretty deep LaSalle team also. But I think when you're thinking about depth, that 84 UP team had more depth than the 86 LaSalle team. And I think because of that, KQ was tasked to do more. And because he was tasked to do more, almost by necessity, you can say, wow, multi-talented talaga. Just an incredible player.
Yeah, definitely. And man, there's a whole podcast in itself, no? KQ and Carl.
Yeah, okay.
Carl, KQ and Carl debate. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the tier. Sorry, I
can't. Oh, yeah, worry. Yeah, yeah, shit.
So,
sorry.
So you have
LaSalle,
1A.
We're now in LaSalle. Yeah, we're now in LaSalle.
LaSalle 1B.
You still have Mike Phillips. You have now Agunane. Can you just imagine that kind of front court, right? Agunane, Phillips. Although spacing might be an issue. That's definitely going to be an issue. I don't think people would think that Agunane is going to play like 30 minutes because it's going to be... That lane's going to be clogged. He can space the floor. I'm just saying that the Phillips and Agunane isn't as perfect fit as you as some might think. KQ at the three, you put him there. Two. Am I missing anyone? Who's at their two right now? So no more F.
I think it's going to be Josh David.
But David's going to be the point.
No, I think they're going to start one of the rookies at point with David. And then kind of
okay,
let
so,
David
so
and
ilalagay,
KQ do ball handling.
So ilalagay mo si David sa two. So point si I feel sa point could be
Rubico maybe.
Rubico Alian.
Rubico slash Alian slash Alao. Yeah. No, but to me, I have the same first tier as you. I think I have LaSalle 1A.
1A, 1B.
1A ko LaSalle, 1B.
1A mo LaSalle, okay. What differentiates LaSalle for
KQ.
You because of the KQ? He elevates
KQ.
The team so much.
He is a pro level player playing against college players, bro.
Exactly. He's a pro level player against college players.
He's ultimate Swiss Army knife. Like, okay, KQ, we need you to create for others. Done. KQ, we need you to score. Done.
I feel like back to for KQ.
KQ, we need you to rebound. Done. KQ, we need you to defend. Done. KQ, we need you to block Jerry Abadiano late in the game of game two of the finals. Done. As in, whatever you need, kaya niya. And which other UAP player right now can do that?
Wala masyado. No, wala na. I think if Carl was there, that's what I think Carl could do.
Yes, the last two, ironically, the last two people looking, well, you know, I'm gonna add Ange
Save
Kwame. Ange Kwame
pala,
couldn't
yeah.
playmake for others, but he was just so good at the other stuff, so you have to add him. But I think Xavier and Carl were the last two players who could do that. But yeah, and then, pare, Voris Marasigan. Remember
the
name.
Shit. Yeah, Voris. Voris, I think, is a shoo-in. I think. I didn't know they decide because in the team A. I think he's
shoo-in.
A shoo-in. I feel like he's the sixth man of LaSalle. Feel ko this guy would give them a easy 8 to 9 points a game. That's
Galing.
Modest, right? That's modest. 8 to 9. That's tama. 8 to 10.
He struggled in his third game against UST, but the first two games, ang galing niya.
25 plus. Basta parang ganun, di ba?
Yeah. He was dominant. DJ Mitchell is expected to be back this season. The
really?
Former
like,
ends...
sure na ba yan, babalik talaga siya.
Look, with back injuries, you can never be too sure. They're always tricky. But he posted some videos just this week. He was dunking, looked athletic. And pare, this guy played Division 1 NCAA basketball. Div 1.
So one and done siya, LaSalle.
One and done. So he's gonna come in. He could probably start right away. He was starting for them before in the preseason in 86.
Andito na ba siya? Nasa Pilipinas na ba siya?
Wala pa. And Makalalag, I think, will be better. Abadam will be another year better. Goliena is another year better. And you're right. I don't think you can play Agunane and Michael Phillips so much together because it's going to clog the spacing. But imagine the defense of them together, the rim protection.
Yeah, at least you... That's
yes.
The reason why you keep them
yes.
there. If you need a stop, put them both.
Exactly.
Or just put the clamps.
And what's great for Henry is he doesn't need to be what other FSAs are, which is basically the main rim protector, main rebounder, because LaSalle has Phillips. You can stagger
KQ.
their you can they have KQ, yeah. You can stagger the minutes for them, and I think it's gonna be great for Mike because we know Mike is Mr. Motor Energy, but we've also seen the last few seasons he gets injured, right? Like
Mr. Motor, I love him.
He missed the last few games of season 85 because of a concussion. Then he had the sprained ankle he was dealing with towards the end of 86. And if Agunani keeps developing into the player he potentially could be, that means Mike could have longer stretches where he sits on the bench, right? And he's
okay lang
not
yun. Rest him.
Exactly. Because Agunani is there to rim protect, especially when you're facing like non-contending teams. I think
babad mo si Agunani.
That's what the biggest pro is going to be for having Agunani. You're going to be able to rest Mike more and keep him fresh for the stretch run. Similar, like KQ also. Now with UP, the reason why I have UP 1B is...
Yeah, why? I mean, yeah, KQ because here is the ceiling.
Yes.
But for UP, but... what's your concern?
Bro, I think people don't realize how great Malik Diouf was in terms of a basketball player on the court.
So, is that big of a drop-off for you? Okay.
Now, I don't want to discount Kingsley Udodo or the other FSAs they potentially have because I think Udodo's talented. We saw him. But Malik was a really good player. Malik could defend the rim. Like, he was the best rim protector to me in the UAAP, aside from Ange the last few years. He could rim run. He could get down the court, get easy buckets. He could get offensive rebounds. He could create for others sometimes. And he was just like the thing that was holding that UP. He was the player holding that UP team together on both sides of the floor for certain stretches.
That's their MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Imagine this, bro, Nico. The guy had a fractured hand and still dominated in game 3 of the finals against LaSalle. He was... I would even say I think Malik was the best player of that game because if you look at KQ's stats, in field goal shooting niya wasn't great in game 3. Diba?
Yeah.
And now, Michael was getting the best of Malik the first two games, but in game 3, Malik, I thought, was playing the best on the court. And
he was able to adjust, yeah.
Yes, yes. And now, I get how loaded UP still is. Abadiano, Fortea, a healthy Fortea, hopefully, Alarcon, Denzel Walker, Gianni Stevens, the list goes on. And maybe you're expecting better seasons out of guys like Kagate, Coronel, Pablo, if he stays with UP. The FSA spot, though, I just think Malik was a huge piece for the team. And before I can say, okay, UP is 1A or UP is going to be in the finals for sure. Right now, if I had to give my early finals prediction, I think it's UP LaSalle again. But of course, anything can happen from now until September, diba? But I think we first need to see in the preseason, particularly, how will UP operate without Malik just because he was so important to the team?
Exactly. And Malik, you can also can teach height, right? Malik's like 6'11, 7 flat, while Udodo is 6'8, 6'7. Ano bang...
six,
he's
seven,
more on that. More on
six,
that
eight,
range. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Bright Akweti. You're getting another Bright. Like, not saying that he's Bright level now. We have to see him first. But I'm saying that he's more closer to Bright than he is to a Malik.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's... gets ko naman bakit. I think for me, the reason UP is in 1A is because of the depth. Yun lang. I think it's the depth. But I'm not saying that ang laki ng gap na UP sa 1B ng Lasal. It's like minuscule. Anything can tip the scale. Like, who knows, pag iba yung gising ko bukas, I can just say, actually, Lasal na lang na bawiin ko yung sinabi ko today. But yeah, it's that close na parang
that's
if
true.
Can change that my mood. Just like, yeah, Lasal na lang. Okay, second tier. Tagal natin sa first tier. Tama naman.
No.
Is there anything else of significance?
No.
Is there anything else of significance with LaSalle na hindi ko na-include? But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. There have been rumors lately that someone else might transfer to LaSalle. But I'm not yet ready to say who that player is. Because...
off the record na lang. Mamaya.
Yeah. Off the record na lang.
But
if it does happen, I'm just really curious to see what the reaction is going to be from everyone. If it happens, because we don't know if it's going to happen. Okay, tier two. Wow.
You want to start it off? Okay, go start. I started tier one off. You start tier two off.
I wanted to put UST at 3A and then Ateneo at 3B.
Oh my God. That's such a...
but I can't because of the Tab Baldwin factor. I think Ateneo still has the coaching advantage over UST. So I would say Ateneo 3A, UST 3B slash 4. With Ateneo, I just want to see what other talent they're going to have on the roster.
You expect at this point for Ateneo, you expect development from Gamber, development from Mason Amos. Actually, Mason Amos appeared in a podcast with the Boleros.
Deros, yeah.
And he said they're focusing on defense now because the when he grew, I mean, playing basketball in Australia, iba daw yung defense dun, diba? He played a certain type of basketball that fits the Aussie brand. So
Yeah.
in a way, he has to rewire that coming here into the Philippines. So since now they're focusing
Yeah.
more on his defense, I feel like we're gonna see him more on the floor.
They have
Also,
to play him more. I mean,
I have a feeling he might be the leading scorer. It's either him or Chris Kuhn when it comes to leading Ateneo, when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, and a much improved defense, I feel like. Considering there's now a whole season under his belt, na-rewire na rin yan in a way.
and look, I'm never going to discount Coach Tab's ability to develop players and make them fit roles to help the team win. And I think, to Ateneo's credit, they were playing really good to end season 86. But they did lose two major players who were important to their offense,
Yeah, isa pa
particularly
yun.
Balungay and Brown, diba?
Yeah.
Now, they're retaining Chris Kuhn. But can Chris Kuhn be your like 18 to 20 point a game guy? I think he has the talent to do it, but then at his best, I think Chris is really like an all-around guy where he defends, he play makes for others, he rebounds. Sean Kitevis, we know what he's going to bring on the defensive side of the floor, but you can't ask him to average like 15 points a game because that's not where his strength lies. Now, Mason, he's a great offensive player. We don't need to debate that. We all know how good he is, especially in the clutch. He's one of the most clutch players in the UAAP, and I think that's going to continue for a while. It really depends on how big of an impact Jared Bahai can make right away for me. Can Jared be a scorer and a playmaker for others? Can Kyle Gamber step up? Can the other Cebu standout step up? Can Josh Lazaro, develop, take that next step? Because Ateneo is still going to be well coached. I like that they're going to have continuity of sorts. I just have some questions about where's the offensive firepower going to come from
Yeah.
compared to like UST, where I look at the roster and I'm like, okay, Padrigao is going to do his thing, Paranada's going to do his thing, Osang is going to do his thing, Jeremy Robinson is going to do his thing, Ashton Andrews is going to do his thing, Leland Estacio is going to do his thing. Who else am I missing here? Ice Dantaing is going to do his thing, Cabanero, Manaytay. I mean, I just listed down like what, eight, nine guys from UST who I know will be certified rotation players. And for Ateneo, where is the offensive spark going to come from? Are they going to have to rely on the main guys to do a lot of the heavy lifting, or are
Kung
other
Jared nga
guys?
rin, yung top three scorer. Sa
Yeah,
base of
yeah.
necessity, ah. He has
Based
to
of
score.
necessity, yeah. And again, look, I'm gonna give the edge to Ateneo right now over UST because of the Coach Tab factor and because of the continuity and because a lot of important pieces from this team last season is coming back. And then you're adding Jared Bahai to the mix, the number one ranked high school player according to NBTC rankings. But I don't think UST is that far away from them, honestly. Honestly speaking. Maybe it's a prisoner of the moment thing because I've been watching UST a lot in Pinoy Liga. But I really think UST has a chance to get the third seed. I do.
Yeah, I get some of it, especially with the more, in a way, proven pieces they have. Pero I don't know. For me, the coaching really is changes a lot of things. I don't think that they will be able to leapfrog Ateneo just yet. Who knows? I might eat my words when the season starts. But for now, there's such a huge gap in the coaching when it comes to managing the team, especially Ateneo having a lot of all-around pieces as well. So I think Ateneo is at its own tier at 3A. Not 3A, just 3. And then UST at fourth.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Three Ateneo, four UST. But then if that ends up being the standings, I think the difference will be like one game for them in the standings, maybe two. So that's tier two for me, which is basically the dark horse knocking on title contender tier. So if, for me, tier one are title contenders, LaSalle UP. Tier two, knocking on the door of being title contenders, Ateneo UST. And then the next tier for me, tier three, is Final Four hopeful. I have NU as five and Adamson as six. NU, they lost Baclaan. Look, some people have told me maybe losing Baclaan will be good for them because there are games where Baclaan doesn't shoot well from the field. I don't necessarily agree with that because I think Baclaan was so important, so vital to the team. But then there are questions about NU, diba? Like, they lost Baclaan. Okay, are they going to lose Omar John? Are they going to have to find a new FSA? Who's going to be the FSA? Is it going to be Mo Diasana? Because Collins, their high school MVP, still has one more year of high school, season 87. And then season 88, pa siya going to college. And then they have some of the other high school standouts, but how quickly can those guys transition to the college if they go to the team? Steve Nash Enriquez and Reynard Yumamoy, can they be the lead guards? I think they have the potential to do so. LA Casinillo is still there. Can he step up? Don Lim is still there. Can he step up and take a larger role? I think to me, whether or not NU makes it back to the Final Four depends on, can Jake Figueroa make a leap? Assuming Jake Figueroa is coming back for his NU season. He told me a few days ago, babalik daw siya. Same with Ian Manansala. So if they can, if they come back and take a leap, that could probably keep NU in Final Four contender status. It just hasn't been a great offseason for NU, for me. And that's not just because they lost Baclaan. Because, yeah, they lost Baclaan, but it's not like everyone left the team, diba? They lost Baclaan, maybe they lose Omar John, like I said. But UST also got stronger. I think Ateneo got better also by adding Jared Bahay. I know I have questions because they lost Balungay and Brown, but I think adding Jared Bahay gives Ateneo that point guard that they didn't have last season because Brown was more of a shoot first guard, diba?
I'm more concerned about, actually, Ateneo, I forgot to mention that losing Obasa is really big. Underrated yung pagka wala ni Obasa because he was a steady force for us, for Ateneo, last year. And as of now, I haven't seen what Balogun could do. He's the favorite to take over for the FSA spot right now. That's why we have Phil Oil to see how he stacks up against the competition. The trim protection as well. Because sino lalagay mo sa five right now, right? Kasi sabihin natin Balogun, right? Balogun and Mason, 5 and 4. So, ang daming sa front court, I mean, we still have a good front court with Lazaro there who could masquerade as a five sometimes. But you cannot beat height, bro. Like 6'11 of Obasa and the timing. See, Obasa's great timing and defense, remember? And a good soft touch. At Lazaro right now, because I haven't seen Ateneo yet in any tournaments right now, at least televised, is a primarily a defender. That's right. His main role.
Right, right.
It's like a taller Kitevis, but in the paint. Mas focus siya dun. Actually, perimeter kaya rin naman ni Lazaro eh. But I feel like he's a taller Sean Kitevis right now, Josh Lazaro. So, daming question mark, especially in that FSA side, considering that the FSA can tip the scales
right
on how a team.
1,000%.
Diba?
1,000%.
You think there's a chance Ateneo goes all Filipino?
No. I think they're gonna play Balogun.
They
know the value of a legit big man, especially Coach Tab. But back to the tiers, Adamson naman.
Oh yeah, back to the tiers, no. Yeah. We're in five now. This is a different tier as USD na, no? Kasi those four have their own tiers. We have a different tier now.
To me, so I have NU at 5. And 6 and 7 can actually be interchangeable. I have Adamson at 6 and then UE at 7.
Pwede.
Diba?
Yeah.
You know what? My next tier actually is going to have 3 teams now that I think about it. So,
three teams in one tier?
Yeah. Knocking on Final Four contention, 5, 6, 7. NU, Adamson, and University of the East. NU, I've already talked about them. Adamson, Montebon, can he make that next step? Can he be a better player? Can Matt Erolon become the next great Adamson guard? Who's going to be their FSA? Because Adamson's FSA wasn't so good last season. Ojerike, Is he coming back? We shall see. Said Manzano at least is coming back, and I think he's going to be better. And can they? I think it depends also. Can Adamson recruit the high school standouts? Sila Vince
Justin
Reyes.
Garcia.
Yeah, Vince
Justin
Reyes.
Garcia. Yeah, actually, I hope so. Para naman, diba? Like the parity.
That's
It
not.
just spices up the pot. It spices up the pot.
Yeah.
If
And it's
they.
not guaranteed that they're going to Adamson as of now. Huh? Now, they're still focusing on the high school finals. We're recording this Sunday morning, the morning of game three of the high school finals. But I think Adamson needs to find a way to recruit these guys. The Ronzone twins are coming in. Let's see what they do. We don't know much about them yet. I want to give them the
Are they gonna
benefit.
play in Pinoy Liga? Wala pa, no? Like, wala pa sila. So, hindi pa sila naglalaro.
Wala pa ata. I haven't covered an Adamson game yet sa Pinoy Liga. We'll see what they're capable of. You know naman, Coach Nash, out of nowhere, he can develop these guys. They'll end up in Final Four contention. That's why I'm giving Adamson the benefit of the doubt, putting them at 6 behind NU right now. 7 UE. The Remugat spot is a big hole to fill because even if they have Gerard Wilson coming back, they still need another lead guard. I want to see how Hunter Cruz Dumont plays, the brother of Jack. I want to see how much Precious Momoway develops. And I want to see if they get some of the recruits that they're targeting. UE was actually interested in James Payosing before Payosing went back to San Beda. And someone told me Payosing kind of considered UE because that would have given him the opportunity to really get a lot of touches, a lot of usage, go to the UAAP. He would have had to sit out residency though. Watch out for the name David Penny when it comes to University of the East, the Phil Canadian guard. A one.
Have you seen him play? I haven't seen him play. Or more of just something to watch out for.
Yeah, he's in Canada right now. I think he's 2 and 3 or 1 and done. He's one of the two. He's a point guard. I know that LaSalle and Penny had some talks last season. I'm not sure if that materialized or that's going to continue. But watch out for David Penny when it comes to UE, just in case. Because they could use another guard. They can definitely try to recruit another guard. And then, yeah. And then my last year, rebuilding, FEU.
Sobrang labo. Not labo. I mean, umalis yung mga ano nila eh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Torres left.
No Cyrus Torres. Let's see if Patrick Sleet will stay there. Cholo Anonuevo, he said he's coming back to FEU, so that's some good news. Let's see how the new FSA does. And it's going to depend also on how JR Pasaol will perform when he comes in.
Jorik Bautista is.
Oh, Jorik Bautista. Yeah.
Jorik's really good. Jorik's something else.
Next in line. The coaching situation.
May pagka Terrence Romeo laro niya, but a more controlled Terrence to Jorik for me. Ah.
The coaching situation, I'm really curious to see how that plays out. Because I know that they've been in discussion with Sean Chambers about joining the staff. To what
Ooh.
Extent, I'm not sure. But they could use some like spark talking about the FEU program.
So would you say medyo alanganin si Coach Deno with FEU? Or as of now, na may mga rumblings lang?
No. He's gonna be part of the staff pa rin.
Ah, okay.
Coach
okay.
Deno.
Ah, okay, so basically, so you mean like adding Sean Chambers to the staff rather like consultant ba, assistant coach ba, ganun.
That's the thing because someone told me there's a chance na Denok becomes an assistant again and then Sean becomes a head coach. But
we'll have to wait and see.
Someone also told me Denok will stay as head coach, Sean will come in as like a consultant slash assistant coach.
Pwede,
so,
pwede.
Alam mo naman sa FEU, they keep things close to vest.
Actually, yun ang maganda sa kanila. They keep it close, they keep it tight-knit. Pamilya
yeah.
talaga. Hindi, walang lumalabas na baho. Sa kanila lang talaga.
That's true. But you can maybe make the argument that's why they've been left behind by some of the programs the last few seasons. Not because they don't reveal what they're going to do, but because they have a way that they've been using for so many years now. And while their system of elevating guys from the high school ranks to the college ranks has worked in the past, you know, Romeo, Garcia, Sleet, Gonzalez, Abarrientos, all these guys, diba? Other teams have figured out other ways, which is basically, okay, we'll recruit field foreigners, we'll recruit players from the NCAA, from other teams, we'll bring in player coaches, we'll bring in coaches like Coach Tab, who has a wealth of experience and knowledge. And maybe that's why they're looking at bringing in Sean Chambers. They want to make a move.
Definitely. And with FEU, maybe 2 to 3 wins. is a
It's a start. It's a
It's okay,
start.
2 to 3. Start of the rebuild.
Wait,
Matagal, ano naman eh.
What's your tiers pala from 4 to 8? 5 to 8.
Ah.
5 to 8.
So NU5, 6 and 7 own tier of its own. And they actually, alam mo, I have to copy you here, no? Because the 6, 7, 8 will have their own tier. Kasi ayoko naman i-single out rin yung FEU. Because they still have guys capable of just exploding, eh. Like Jorik. I feel like Jorik will be the new LJ in terms of, pero this, like, parang, he'll just tip the scales and move to, siya yung mag-change ang whole game for FEU. Because what we have seen last year, he could just nail 3 straight 3-pointers, and next thing you know, when FEU was down by 7, they're now up by 2 after those Jorik 3 bombs. For me, ito ah, din dyan pa kasi si Zed Manzano eh, for Adamson eh. De, one tier na lang. Kasi may naiisip ako na biglang, okay, I have to put Yui at the bottom, and then I'm like, oh, but Momo Way, Gerald Wilson, and Devin Fikes will come back. Eh, di ba, Wilson and Fikes were injured.
Mm-mm.
Tapos Spandonis, another year of Kian Spandonis, could get better. MJ Langit could try to fill that role. So by committee sila, in a way, they're kind of deep. But you're not sure what kind of production they'll give. Gerald Wilson, we know what he could give. I feel like he could increase that production even more. But it's the point guard position. Actually, Gerard is a 1, right? Or he's a 2. But you can put him as a 1.
He's a combo.
Combo.
Like in-betweener, yeah.
Pero backup, siya yung backup ni Remogat last year, di ba? Noong before he got injured.
Yeah.
He handles the ball handling whenever Ray's
yeah,
taking a
but there was also that game against FU and some parts against Ateneo where they were playing together. And actually,
oh,
it looked good for moments, di ba?
It looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. I'll just put them in 1 tier. Kasi, again, I haven't seen the Ronzoni Twins play. Ito na, FEU na lang sa pinaka-bottom, yun na lang. It's kind of hard. Hindi ko talaga parang tetry ko i-justify na same tier sila ng tatlo. Pero ano eh, daming holes ngayon sa FEU eh. Si Jorik lang yung gusto ko dun ngayon eh. Pero siya lang yung, ano, yung the one keeping me hopeful. Nawala
right.
Rin kasi si Torres eh. If Torres was there, only then I could say they're in the same tier as Adamson and UE. But losing Torres is kind of big.
Yeah.
It's huge. So 6 and 7, one is another tier, that's UE and Adamson. And then the bottom of the UAP pyramid right now is, what did I say? FEU.
FEU. Exactly.
Especially with the coaching uncertainties right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's my UAP pyramid.
Oh, nice. That's our UAP hierarchy. So,
nag-switch yung ano natin, yung top natin.
1A and 1B
lang
natin. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, iba talaga listahan natin kasi ano yun. I think the only time na parehas tayo was the NU having its own.
Yeah.
Fifth. Kasi even US, sa'yo UST ka, di ba? 3A ka?
No. Ateneo 3. 3 ko Ateneo.
Ah, 3.
3 ko
okay,
Ateneo,
so
4 ko UST,
same.
Yeah.
And okay, then same pala tayo dun.
I had NU, Adamson, and UE in the same tier. 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Sa akin kasi 6, 7 yun, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. We were gonna do a live corner today, but I think we exceeded 1 hour na. So,
bilis naman to, hindi naman to parang i-analyze natin yung live corner.
So, kasi mahaba yung story ko sa ano eh. Actually, you know what? We were supposed to do a Kobe corner, di ba?
Di ba ito nga? Kobe corner nga talaga to. That's what I prefer.
Yeah,
for.
But let's save
ano
it
ba
for
gusto
the
mo?
Let's save it for the
o,
next
sige
pod
o,
para
lang
we have more time to tell the stories. Para hindi din ma-stress masyado si Jason when he's editing this. Kasi he's gonna see the timestamp on this lampas 1 hour and he's gonna be like, ah.
Ano ba yung kay Maui? Di ba more than 1 hour yung rin kay ni Maui? Or sakto lang na
yeah,
55?
Yeah. No, actually, wait. Let me check that real quick. Yung kay Maui was 1 hour, 2 minutes.
Ah, shit. Medyo.
This
we
one's
kind of talk a lot.
1 hour.
Sorry,
Jason. We
kind of talk a lot.
Mahilig kami ni Nico Magchika. Alright. Well, that was fun though. And I don't think it's ever too early to start talking about UAAP. I know a lot of things are still gonna happen. There's so many off the record things happening that we can't say on air yet. To
sa
be
amin
revealed.
Muna. Sa akin muna.
Sa amin muna, yeah. No, but Nico, appreciate you for joining me, bro. Thank you. Good stuff. Exciting, no? Sana mag-start ng UAAP.
Yeah, oh, gusto ko na mag-start yan, man. There's I wanna see the games na, man. I wanna see the players play. I want to see, there's always drama whenever it starts, diba? especially in the post game. Like, you guys should just, kung merong, they should televise the post game conference, right? They should put that in Pilipinas Live. That's
oh
content
my
in
God.
Itself.
Oh my God. Then to hear, imagine people hearing Coach Tab say, I don't give a rat's ass about
Coach
points.
Coach Tab, Coach Nash, Coach Pido. Yan, yan yung mga abangan yung coaches.
Oh my
Coach
God.
Jack even. Diba?
Tas
mga post-game.
Coach Topek's inspiring everyone with his motivational quotes.
Oh, the, ano yan? That's a show in itself.
Oh my God, Coach Tab.
Coach's corner.
Coach Tab saying, I'm gonna wear my red underwear tonight.
Oh, diba? Imagine mo makuha ng ano yun, ng live. That's
exactly.
Fun,
yung rat's ass was the best. Like, I don't give a rat's ass. That was...
Nagpipigil pa nga siya for sure.
Year. Oh my God, when he came to the defense of the refs after the Coach Nash comments. Ooh, that season 86 was an interesting post-game press conference season.
Inaabangan ko lagi. I was like,
grabe.
Nandun ako lagi. Sa likod ako lagi. Like.
grabe. It was hilarious. Anyway, Nico, thanks for joining me, bro. All
right.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll do the Kobe corner next time. That's a fun idea that I really want to do.
Habang dog days.
Yes, sir. And then more NBTC coming up. Exciting yan. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, yeah. Kikita tayo dun for sure.
All right. Catch you next time, bro.
All right. See you, bro.